In Washington, D.C., the Carpenters Union has been staging protests at construction sites around town, and they're getting some help. As NPR's Frank Langfitt reports, the carpenters have been outsourcing their picketing to homeless people for $8 an hour.
About 30 people are marching in front of a bank in downtown Washington. But there's something wrong with this picture. The protesters don't look like burly carpenters. Their shoulders are slumped. They shuffle about in circles, wearing hooded sweatshirts and dirty jeans. Coats are draped over parking meters, and their belongings sit in plastic grocery bags on the sidewalk. I ask a man named Mike Hodge why he's there.
Protest it all.
Hodge isn't the only protester who seems unfocused. Another man, who just gives his first name, William, is reading a newspaper as he walks. I ask him about the story.
About Navy finally beating Notre Dame.
Now, do you read often when you're walking the line?
I'm just bored right now.
William is on what's called an informational picket. The Mid-Atlantic Regional Council of Carpenters has hired him to protest a local construction firm. The company is renovating the bank. The carpenters say the firm is using non-union workers and paying them below the prevailing wage. Raul Castro is a union representative.
The carpenters are not getting what they're supposed to be getting paid.
What are they paying inside the bank?
About $15, $16 an hour.
What are the area standards?
It's $24 plus $6 on the benefits.
But that's about as informational as this picket gets. When I ask about using homeless people, Castro clams up. So do his marchers.
Can you speak with my supervisor? They asked me not to speak.
I got to get back to work. You got to talk to them.
They told us don't ever do that.
Don't ever do what?
No interviewing.
So I call George Eisner. He's the lead organizer of the Regional Carpenters Union. But he won't talk about hiring homeless people either.
Well, I'm not going to go through this because it's always twisted around and used in the wrong context.
It's easy to see why the carpenters outsource their picket lines. The union pays $8 an hour homeless people to picket, so $24 an hour carpenters don't have to. That's smart business. But there's also something peculiar about using people who aren't union members on informational pickets and then ordering them to keep their mouths shut. People who follow the labor movement say the Carpenters Union is the only one they know of in the country that uses the homeless. And some think renting marchers is just embarrassing. Gary Chason teaches industrial relations at Clark University in Worcester, Massachusetts.
It's essentially saying that our own members don't have the time or the inclination, okay, or the spirit to walk picket lines and protect their jobs.
And if the actual carpenters don't care enough about companies paying lower wages, Chason says, why should anyone else?
I'm trying to imagine what the civil rights movement would have been like if, in fact, they had hired demonstrators or people to march down south. How much credibility would the writer's strike right now have if, in fact, they hired people to pretend that they were writers?
Away from their minders, some of the marchers explain how they came here. They say the union began recruiting them from homeless shelters and soup kitchens 2 years ago. They work up to 20 hours a week. The homeless say the money helps pay for things like aspirin and laundry. A marcher who only gave her name as Mildred says she needs to make more money. Another, named John, says his picket money supplements what he makes from a job at a nightclub.
Part-time job is pretty good.
How's the money, okay?
Money's okay, and you never have a problem.
Need more.
You need more? What do you mean you need more?
Need more.
Better pay?
Better pay.
Have you ever thought of unionizing?
Yes, definitely.
Most people who pass the picket line don't look closely at the people. Diego Castaneda is a doctoral student from California, in town for a conference. He snaps a picture of a protester and gives her a thumbs up.
I just like seeing people demonstrating and standing up for their rights.
Then I tell him who the protesters really are.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
It's pretty disingenuous of the union to hire people who aren't carpenters.
But that doesn't mean it's likely to change. As long as the union can hire low-wage workers to do the job of its members, it makes economic sense. After all, that's the genius of outsourcing. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Washington.